Part 1.
听下面十段材料，每段材料后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听完每段材料后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段材料仅读一遍。
1. Hi, Charlie. How do you feel after the surgery?
Weak.
Don't worry. You'll be full of energy in a few days.
Thank you, doctor.
2. I've been sick these past few days.
You'd better see a doctor and take some time off.
I know, but I can't.
3. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
It's nothing serious, but I always have a headache.And I haven't slept properly for several weeks. I've also lost appetite.
You do look rather pale. Let me take your temperature.
4. Good to see you. You look fitter and better.
Thanks.I do a lot of exercise and drink vegetable juice every day. 5. I think I should join in a fitness center. I am getting a little fat and I'm totally out of shape. Even a quick walk of about 100 meters leaves me out of breath.
I'm afraid you're beginning to look a little overweight. You really need to stop smoking. That's the main reason that you're unhealthy.
I guess you are right. I've tried stopping, but I just can't seem to quit.
6.I have a sore throat and my chest hurts.
How long have you been like this?
2 or 3 days.
I think you've got the flu. Okay, take this medicine and go straight to bed. 7. I'm not feeling so well.
Get some rest and take these 3 times a day, and you should feel better. If you don't, come back and see me. 8. Tom, will you go to your office by car?
My doctor suggests that I should walk.He says I'm too fat, so I'll go to work on foot from today on.
9. You look pale and weak.
I know. I have to work day and night.
What? You must work around the clock?How can you stand so much pressure?
I have no choice.
10. What can I do for you?
Well, I've got a terrible stomach ache.Part 2.
听下面七段材料，每段材料后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段材料读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第一至二小题。
Good morning, Mary.
Morning, Jack.
How is your leg? It was really a terrible car accident.
Well, anyway, it is past. But I'm afraid I have to stand with a stick in the future.
I am so sorry to hear that.
I'll be okay. Even the handicapped can find their own way to survive and enjoy life.
You are quite right.
And the government and society will give us some help. I think I can manage it.
Mary, I am proud of you, really.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome. My uncle has lost his left arm during the war in the 1970s. At the very beginning, he couldn't accept the reality. But later, he cheered up and became a famous writer. He did a very good job.
Oh, that is great.
Good morning, Mary.
Morning, Jack.
How is your leg? It was really a terrible car accident.
Well, anyway, it is past. But I'm afraid I have to stand with a stick in the future.
I am so sorry to hear that.
I'll be okay. Even the handicapped can find their own way to survive and enjoy life.
You are quite right.
And the government and society will give us some help. I think I can manage it.
Mary, I am proud of you, really.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome. My uncle has lost his left arm during the war in the 1970s. At the very beginning, he couldn't accept the reality. But later, he cheered up and became a famous writer. He did a very good job.
Oh, that is great.
听第二段材料，完成第三至四小题。
Hello, is Dr. Jones on duty?
No, we can assign you another doctor.
No, I want to see him. Can you schedule an appointment with him for me?
Of course, madame.When are you free?
This weekend. Is the clinic open at that time?
Yes, but Dr. Jones is not on duty on the weekend.
Can I phone him for advice after working hours?
Sure, but you will be charged for it.
I know. It's on the insurance plan, right?
Yes. Please fill out these forms and you can receive advice over the phone.
Hello, is Dr. Jones on duty?
No, we can assign you another doctor.
No, I want to see him. Can you schedule an appointment with him for me?
Of course, madame. When are you free?
This weekend. Is the clinic open at that time?
Yes, but Dr. Jones is not on duty on the weekend.
Can I phone him for advice after working hours?
Sure, but you will be charged for it.
I know.It's on the insurance plan, right?
Yes. Please fill out these forms and you can receive advice over the phone.
How can we help the disabled people in our society?
There are many ways.
Can you tell me some ways?
Yes, of course. To help the disabled people, we should first be a kind-hearted person.
I can't agree more. That would let us do many good things.
Yes, we should help them in our daily lives.
Like what?
For example, if we see a blind man going to cross the road, we can help him, and we can pay visits to their homes to help them.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. What else?
Of course, there are still many ways. The government should make sure all the disabled people have what can support them to live.
That's right. How can we help the disabled people in our society?
There are many ways.
Can you tell me some ways?
Yes, of course. To help the disabled people, we should first be a kind-hearted person.
I can't agree more. That would let us do many good things.
Yes, we should help them in our daily lives.
Like what?
For example, if we see a blind man going to cross the road, we can help him, and we can pay visits to their homes to help them.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. What else?
Of course, there are still many ways. The government should make sure all the disabled people have what can support them to live.
That's right.
Hello, Miss Thomas. What can I do for you?
Well, my stomach has been hurting very badly, Doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How long has this been happening?
Just in the last few weeks. I get a very sharp pain about an hour after I've eaten.
I see. Do you get this after every meal?
Let me think. No, it's usually in the afternoon, after lunch. I mostly just have a quick hamburger for lunch and rush back to the office. We're very busy at the moment.
Well, I don't think it's serious. Probably you are eating too quickly. It's bad for your health. Anyway, I'll give you something for it, and we'll see what happens. Take the medicine 3 times a day after meals.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Thomas. What can I do for you?
Well, my stomach has been hurting very badly, Doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How long has this been happening?
Just in the last few weeks. I get a very sharp pain about an hour after I've eaten.
I see. Do you get this after every meal?
Let me think. No, it's usually in the afternoon, after lunch. I mostly just have a quick hamburger for lunch and rush back to the office. We're very busy at the moment.
Well, I don't think it's serious. Probably you are eating too quickly. It's bad for your health. Anyway, I'll give you something for it, and we'll see what happens. Take the medicine 3 times a day after meals.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. Guess where I went this morning? I went to the park at 5:30.
You got up so early. Did you have a good time?
Yes, it was the first time for me to go to the park early in the morning. And I saw many people, especially old people, doing morning exercises.
What exercises were they doing?
They call it Tai Chi Chuan.
Oh, it's a national sport.
Yes, every day a lot of people practice it, in the early morning in a park, on a playground, by a river, or along the roadside. In my country, jogging is the most popular sport. Guess where I went this morning? I went to the park at 5:30.
You got up so early. Did you have a good time?
Yes, it was the first time for me to go to the park early in the morning. And I saw many people, especially old people, doing morning exercises.
What exercises were they doing?
They call it Tai Chi Chuan.
Oh, it's a national sport.
Yes, every day a lot of people practice it, in the early morning in a park, on a playground, by a river, or along the roadside. In my country, jogging is the most popular sport.
听第六段材料，完成第十四至十七小题。
Let's go and get a Coke.
How many Cokes have you had today?
This is my third. I have three or four Cokes every day. I really like Coke.
You should really try to cut down some. The amount of sugar in Coke can't be good for you.
Oh, I know, but I just can't stop. I've had this habit for years. I try to cut down, but if I go a day without a Coke, my body gets weak and I feel nervous.
It sounds like you've really got a problem. Have you ever gone to a doctor or tried to get help?
No, never. I've thought about it, but I just haven't got the time.
What are you doing after work?I'll take you to a place that may help you.
You sure seem to know a lot about how to give up bad habits.
I do. I used to drink 5 Cokes a day.
How I appreciate your help. I really do.
My pleasure. That's what friends are for.
Let's go and get a Coke.
How many Cokes have you had today?
This is my third.I have 3 or 4 Cokes every day. I really like Coke.
You should really try to cut down some. The amount of sugar in Coke can't be good for you.
Oh, I know, but I just can't stop. I've had this habit for years. I try to cut down, but if I go a day without a Coke, my body gets weak and I feel nervous.
It sounds like you've really got a problem. Have you ever gone to a doctor or tried to get help?
No, never. I've thought about it.But I just haven't got the time.
What are you doing after work? I'll take you to a place that may help you.
You sure seem to know a lot about how to give up bad habits.
I do. I used to drink 5 Cokes a day.
How I appreciate your help. I really do.
My pleasure. That's what friends are for.
听第七段材料，完成第十八至二十小题。
People have been talking about health for a long time because people know the importance of it. People's understanding of health also becomes deeper with the progress in scientific research. Recently, the term health has come to have a wider meaning than it used to. It no longer means just the absence of illness. Today, health means the well-being of your body, your mind, and your relationship with other people.This new concept of health is closely related to another term, quality of life. Quality of life is the degree of overall satisfaction that a person gets from life. Why do people think more of the quality of a person's life than just the absence of disease? One reason for this has something to do with the length and conditions of life that people can now expect. Medical advances have made it possible for people today to live longer, healthier lives. Imagine for a moment that you were born in the year 1900. You could have expected, on average, to live until about the age of 47. In contrast, if you were born in the year 1999, you could expect to live to the age of 75. People have been talking about health for a long time because people know the importance of it. People's understanding of health also becomes deeper with the progress in scientific research. Recently, the term health has come to have a wider meaning than it used to. It no longer means just the absence of illness. Today, health means the well-being of your body, your mind, and your relationship with other people. This new concept of health is closely related to another term, quality of life. Quality of life is the degree of overall satisfaction that a person gets from life. Why do people think more of the quality of a person's life than just the absence of disease? One reason for this has something to do with the length and conditions of life that people can now expect. Medical advances have made it possible for people today to live longer, healthier lives. Imagine for a moment that you were born in the year 1900. You could have expected, on average, to live until about the age of 47. In contrast, if you were born in the year 1999, you could expect to live to the age of 75.
Part 3.
第一节，听下面五段材料，每段材料后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听完每段材料后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段材料仅读一遍。
1. Are you okay? You don't look very well.
I've had an awful cold since yesterday.
Well, you can go back home from the office. I'll give you a day off.
Thank you. 2. Do you find it difficult to get to sleep or do you get up early?
Both, doctor. I never get to sleep until 2 o'clock and I always wake up at 5.
3. I'm feeling much better now, doctor. Can I stop taking the medicine?
I'm glad you've been better now. But you must continue to take the medicine at least for a day or two to make sure you have been cured of your cold.
4. Oh dear, I gained at least 10 pounds in the last 3 months. None of my clothes fit me well now.
But you look much better. In fact, if you can gain another 5 pounds, you'll still look good. 5. Doctor, today was a bad day for me. I fell off a step and twisted my ankle.
Don't worry. Usually ankle injuries heal quickly if you stop regular activity for a while.
But I'm having a football match tomorrow morning.
Forget about that. You'll be fine next week.
第二节， 听下面五段材料。每段材料后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段材料读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第六至七小题。
Look, so many handicapped people.
Yeah, they talk and laugh. They are very happy.
That's right. The Paralympics will open soon.
Maybe among them there are world champions.
Though they are handicapped in the body, the standard of health mainly depends on the inner strength.
What's the purpose of the Paralympics?
It's set up in order to better display the Olympic spirit. Look, so many handicapped people.
Yeah, they talk and laugh. They are very happy.
That's right. The Paralympics will open soon.
Maybe among them there are world champions.
Though they are handicapped in the body, the standard of health mainly depends on the inner strength.
What's the purpose of the Paralympics?
It's set up in order to better display the Olympic spirit.
听第二段材料，完成第八至十小题。
Have you ever been to China?
Only once. I went to see my uncle who lives in Shanghai. I found it very interesting and so different from New York.
I was told there aren't many cars.
No, there are many cars in Shanghai, but still far fewer than here.
Riding bicycles must keep people healthy.
I suppose it does. It's certainly better exercise than sitting in a car or a bus.
They must have been taking buses in Shanghai too, don't they?
Of course they do. It's very noisy in the rush hour when people are coming and going from work.The ringing of bicycle bells and the buses blowing their horns make a terrible noise.
It can't be much noisier than in New York. Have you ever been to China?
Only once. I went to see my uncle who lives in Shanghai. I found it very interesting and so different from New York.
I was told there aren't many cars.
No, there are many cars in Shanghai.But still far fewer than here.
Riding bicycles must keep people healthy.
I suppose it does. It's certainly better exercise than sitting in a car or a bus.
They must have been taking buses in Shanghai too, don't they?
Of course they do. It's very noisy in the rush hour when people are coming and going from work. The ringing of bicycle bells and the buses blowing their horns make a terrible noise.
It can't be much noisier than in New York.
听第三段材料，完成第十一至十二小题。
Anna, have you heard about any secrets to having a long life? Say, exercise?
Yeah, I've heard of quite a few different secrets to having a long life.I guess one secret that a lot of different cultural groups seem to share is diet. If you take the Japanese as an example, Japanese people do have a long life expectancy in comparison to people from other countries. I think the Japanese eat a diet that's quite low in fat and reasonably low in salt as well. Besides, they drink a kind of soup which has a lot of vegetables in it.
I've also heard that long life is related to how you are feeling. People who laugh a lot tend to live longer, and I think that helps you physiologically. Anna, have you heard about any secrets to having a long life, say exercise?
Yeah, I've heard of quite a few different secrets to having a long life. I guess one secret that a lot of different cultural groups seem to share is diet. If you take the Japanese as an example, Japanese people do have a long life expectancy in comparison to people from other countries. I think the Japanese eat a diet that's quite low in fat and reasonably low in salt as well. Besides, they drink a kind of soup which has a lot of vegetables in it.
I've also heard that long life is related to how you are feeling. People who laugh a lot tend to live longer, and I think that helps you physiologically.
Can I help?
Oh, I feel terrible. I've got a pain in my left leg and I can't even stand up.
What happened?
I slipped and fell when I was kicking a ball.
Have you tried to treat it before you came to me?
No, I didn't know what to do.
Oh, let me look at it. I'm afraid you need an x-ray first.
I feel so bad. How can I even get to the x-ray room? Would you mind if I sit in this wheelchair?
Of course not. I'll certainly help you get there.
Do you think my leg is broken?
I can't be sure until the x-ray is developed. Don't move it a bit.
But it hurts. Oh, ouch. Can I take some painkillers first?
Sorry, you can't. Just wait and see. The result may come out within 15 minutes or so.
But I am supposed to play a football match next week.
No, you can't do that. You will need a lot of rest.
Oh no, terrible, terrible. I hate this.
Calm down, please. Getting upset won't do you good.
Heavens.
Can I help?
Oh, I feel terrible. I've got a pain in my left leg and I can't even stand up.
What happened?
I slipped and fell when I was kicking a ball.
Have you tried to treat it before you came to me?
No, I didn't know what to do.
Oh, let me look at it. I'm afraid you need an x-ray first.
I feel so bad. How can I even get to the x-ray room? Would you mind if I sit in this wheelchair?
Of course not. I'll certainly help you get there.
Do you think my leg is broken?
I can't be sure until the x-ray is developed. Don't move it a bit.
But it hurts. Oh, ouch. Can I take some painkillers first?
Sorry, you can't. Just wait and see. The result may come out within 15 minutes or so.
But I am supposed to play a football match next week.
No, you can't do that. You will need a lot of rest.
Oh no, terrible, terrible. I hate this.
Calm down, please. Getting upset won't do you good.
Heavens.
The following four simple ways may keep you and your family feeling great. Eat right. Most people are in a hurry and don't realize that breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day. Avoid drive-through and fast food breakfasts, however. For snacks, choose a variety of fruits. They are excellent and convenient and can satisfy a sweet tooth. Start moving. Walking can be a fairly easy activity to incorporate into most routines. Park the car a little further from the store, take the stairs instead of an elevator, and put away the remote control. See the doctor. Everyone knows that children need regular physical examination to get the vaccination and care they need. Most adults should have a general physical examination every 3 years from ages 20 to 39, every 2 years from ages 40 to 49, and every year after 50. Get some shut eye. More than 1 in 3 adults have trouble sleeping, a serious problem that causes daytime fatigue and can take a heavy toll on your health. To sleep soundly, maintain a consistent sleep-wake schedule. Even on weekends, also avoid caffeine, alcohol, and tobacco, which can cause restlessness. The following four simple ways may keep you and your family feeling great. Eat right. Most people are in a hurry and don't realize that breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day. Avoid drive-through and fast food breakfasts, however. For snacks, choose a variety of fruits. They are excellent and convenient and can satisfy a sweet tooth. Start moving. Walking can be a fairly easy activity to incorporate into most routines. Park the car a little further from the store, take the stairs instead of an elevator, and put away the remote control. See the doctor. Everyone knows that children need regular physical examination to get the vaccination and care they need. Most adults should have a general physical examination every 3 years from ages 20 to 39, every 2 years from ages 40 to 49, and every year after 50. Get some shut eye. More than 1 in 3 adults have trouble sleeping, a serious problem that causes daytime fatigue and can take a heavy toll on your health. To sleep soundly, maintain a consistent sleep-wake schedule. Even on weekends, also avoid caffeine, alcohol, and tobacco, which can cause restlessness.